How have some of the injuries that you guys have dealt with all across the offense challenged your ability to go down the field and what you're seeing down the field the last couple of
years? Yeah. You know, we've got, with Alshon out, he's kind of the deep guy. We like to try to stretch the field with him. The rest of the guys are, we're getting DT up maybe this week. Maybe try to stretch the field. He's got some speed. We've hit a few big ones with JB, try to keep incorporating those guys. It's just tough, like you said, with guys in and out of getting some consistency and feel for those guys because – a lot of those throws are lower percentage as is. And then a guy that you haven't done it with as much, that percentage is probably going to go down a little bit more.
Because you've had so much change, what do you want to accomplish offensively over these next couple of years?
Oh, we got to go out. We'd like to cut down on penalties. First and second down, staying more efficient. I feel like as of late, we've had a lot of second and longs, a lot of third and longs, and it makes it really hard in the play caller, and it makes it really hard for us to convert some of those things. So if we can cut down on that and give ourselves a chance on third down, hopefully we can be more successful.
Does it carry over when you finish strong?
Are those new Christmas glasses? An early gift? No?
No.
I like them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does the team really threw me off there? Does it carry over if you finish strong? Can it carry over?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Get some good energy in the building, some wins, some confidence, because I really don't feel like we're that far off. We're in a lot of these games. The last game's kind of one of our outliers, but, three overtime games, some games we've been in there right there in the fourth quarter. We just got to find a way to finish those games. I've said it a few times, but until this group figures that out, this is where we're going to be.
15 weeks into this, are you able to assess Alshon's season kind of down to it?
I think you guys probably have a better perspective than I do, just being in it and week by week, and I'm not looking at it like that because next week I'm just on to the next opponent and if he's going to be up or down and kind of living in that world. So I'm sure management, Foxy, and Mike and all those guys are going to take a look at that and they'll address that.
Kyle, the question seems to be, was he moved to tackle too soon?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see him as a long-term tackle, or is he best fit at
current? I think he can play either one. I think he's had his struggles the last couple games. He's admitted that. He knows that. He's went out and worked on it this week. I fully expect him to rebound and have one of his better games. But, you go back and look at the tape. Von Miller, Khalil Mack, some of these big-time rushing guys, and he's blocked those guys well. So it's not a thing of if he physically can do it, because we know he can do that.
Jay, what do you have to be mindful of with Chris Conte in their secondary?
I think his athleticism is underrated. I think he's a terrific athlete. He knows their system very well from being with Lovie here. So he's going to be just reacting. He's one of those guys. I think Lovie does a really good job of keeping guys in the system. And, they kind of master it. So they know all the weaknesses, all the nuances. So he's a guy that we're going to keep our eye on.
Did he need a fresh start? It seemed like the last couple of years, every year.
Yeah, you guys beat him up a little bit. some guys do, some guys don't. If he would stay with this crew, I'm sure he would have found a way. He's a talented guy. Happy to see him back out there, though.
Jay, statistically, this is your best year. Do you feel like you've played better this year than at any time in the past?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think Adam and Dal have done a good job with this offense and play calling and putting us in good positions. I think we've had a – even though we've had – I would love to know what that means. I think even though we have had a lot of guys in and out of the lineup, when they are in the lineup, the guys are doing the right things. There's accountability across the offense, and that makes my job easier. Anytime you've got 10 guys doing the right thing, it's a lot easier on the quarterback to do his job.
What things have you done better this year? What things have you done better this year?
I think that's a question for a couple weeks after the season. Right now, I'm worried about Tampa Bay and just finding things to beat them.
A little bit off topic, Jay, but tomorrow that concussion movie comes out. There's been a lot of mixed reviews from that. Is it a film you want
important discussion for fans and players to be had?
I won't see it anytime soon, just because of schedule and family and stuff. I mean, I'm sure I'll see it at some point. I'm not in a rush to see it by any means. It's not something that's high on my radar. I know the risks of playing this game. That's not lost on me in any way. But I think that if you lead a healthy lifestyle, if you watch what you eat and live a certain way, that you can kind of minimize some of the damages.
Jay, when John got here, he put in some changes to try to prevent soft tissue stuff. Can you feel any of? I mean, does your body feel different now than it did?
I think we did a really good job from the training room to JG and those guys in the weight room. But a lot of this stuff's going to be on players. I mean, it is what it is. We're only here for a certain amount of time. You've got to take care of yourself when you leave this building as well. What you eat, how you hydrate, the work you get done in your body. We're not here all day long. We're professionals. So a lot of those soft tissue stuff I put on the players.
Jay, I know your focus is on Tampa Bay, but is there any merit to the concern that if Adam Gase leaves for head coaching job, that will mute some of the progress you've made this year?
I think we got a really good coaching staff. I think we have backup plans in place. If he does get that opportunity, I'm gonna be ecstatic for him. I think it's well deserved. I think he's ready for the opportunity. So whatever happens, either way, I think we're gonna be good, and he'll be good as too.
Jay, do you let yourself think at all about the fact this could be your final two games of Matt in the huddle with you?
It's funny you say that. I haven't really thought about that, but now that you mention it, it is a little bit sad knowing that could happen, because he's been such an incredible teammate. He's kind of been the safety blanket for me back there. He's like another quarterback. He knows everything that I'm doing. He knows everything the line's doing. Unfortunately, some of those decisions have to be made at a certain point. And hopefully everyone does what's best for Matt, because he's gave a lot to this city and this program.